Today is Wednesday, January 29th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former state assemblyman has died. David O. Martin, 93 of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. He was born in Appleton, graduated from Neenah High School in 1949, attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and attained a degree in forestry from the University of Michigan. After receiving his degree, he served in the Army Corps of Engineers from 1954 to 1956 and was stationed in Germany, where he led a unit in rebuilding numerous bridges throughout the war-torn country. Upon his return to the United States, he began working as a forester for the Kimberly-Clark Corporation. In 1960, Dave was elected to the Wisconsin Assembly and represented Neenah Menasha from 1961 to 71. He ran as the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor on the ticket with Jack Olson against Patrick Lucy and Martin Schreiber. During his tenure in the legislature, Dave was known for his ability to work in a bipartisan manner to achieve passage of legislation. Issues related to the environment, education, economic development, and good government were important to him. Two signature legislative initiatives attributed to Representative Martin were the Wisconsin Wild Rivers Law, which passed both houses of the legislature unanimously, and establishment to the Wisconsin Vocational Technical System, which he co-authored with former Representative David Obie. He held numerous leadership roles and committee chairs, including Assistant Majority Leader. He worked with former governors Gaylord Nelson and Warren Nelson during the 1960s, which he termed the environmental decade in Wisconsin, on a number of bills that lay the foundation for future initiatives to establish Wisconsin as a national leader in environmental protection and outdoor recreation. Following his career at the state capitol, Dave returned to work for Kimberly-Clark as manager of government relations. Then he moved to associate vice president of business university relations position with the University of Wisconsin System until his retirement in 1993. Dave remained active in Republican politics throughout his life, including the 2024 elections. He also served on the board of several organizations and supported many other groups. He served on the board of Common Cause of Wisconsin, as Richland County Representative to the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, was president of the Three Eagles Foundation Incorporated, was a strong supporter of Southwest Wisconsin Technical College and the River Alliance of Wisconsin. A celebration of life for former Assemblyman David O. Martin will be held in the spring. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while the patient is unconscious for educational purposes under the supervision of a doctor. 25 states have passed laws saying patients must give consent to these exams first. State Senator Andre Jacques says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row the bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but never made it to the final stages. State Republicans are proposing to ban cell phones in K-12 public school classrooms across Wisconsin. The proposed legislation would require school districts to implement their own policies for banning electronic devices like phones and tablets in the classroom. Some districts have put similar policies into effect already, many of which later backed off the cell phone ban amid criticism from students and parents. State lawmakers say the trickiest part of the policy would be districts figuring out the best way to actually enforce the bans. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging homeowners and schools to test their properties for radon this month in honor of National Radon Action Month. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer in non-smokers and is a naturally occurring colorless and odorless gas. Health officials estimate 1 in 10 homes in the state have radon levels above EPA standards. DHS officials are also reminding residents that their local radon information center may be offering reduced-cost test kits throughout January. Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China, according to the latest Wisconsin employer survey conducted by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the combined state chamber of commerce and manufacturers association. 86% of respondents of the semi-annual WMC survey support imposing tariffs on countries like China in response to unfair trade practices. But business leaders have concerns about tariffs on nations like Canada and Mexico. 44% support 25% tariffs on imports from America's neighbors to the north and south, while 56% oppose. Still, 73% support President Trump's plan to use tariffs as a negotiating tactic to slow illegal immigration into the U.S. When asked how increasing tariffs would impact their business, 50% said it would have a negative effect, 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. The survey also shows that Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, but 89% say the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. As for what immigration reform should look like, respondents overwhelmingly support updating the nation's guest worker program with emphasis on H-1B visas. 96% support increasing the current 85,000-person cap on H-1B visas, which targets foreign workers with specialized skills. Further, nearly all support creating new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage. On taxes, 97% of respondents support making the provisions contained in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. A new study commissioned by the National Association of Manufacturers says that failing to renew the expiring tax provisions will cost Wisconsin 110,000 jobs, $10 million in employee wages, and $19.5 billion in gross domestic product from the manufacturing sector alone. 94% of business leaders also support making permanent the 199A deduction that levels the tax rate between C corporations and pass-throughs, which isn't surprising given that around 90% of Wisconsin businesses are organized as pass-throughs, meaning shareholders rather than the corporation itself pays taxes. In addition, 97% support restoring the ability for business to deduct research and development expenses in the year they are incurred instead of being forced to amortize expenses over 5 years.